I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Volunteers for Democratic candidate for Governor Stacey Abrams are racing to make an important deadline to ensure all votes in that race are counted, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
Please call our voter protection hotline.
Volunteers are calling the 21,000 voters who cast a provisional ballot to tell them they have until 5 p.m. to get to their local election board and clear up things like voter ID issues and get their vote counted. State House Representative James Beverly is one of the volunteers in Macon. He says the provisional ballots could help push the race against Republican Brian Kemp into a runoff.
This is not over. I mean, we just got to get it done by today with the provisional, but you'd still have issues of absentee ballots as well, right?
There are also more than 69,000 absentee ballot requests to be accounted for before the certification of Georgia elections early next week. Abrams is short about 26,000 votes for a runoff. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Former Democratic Congressman John Barrow will face Republican State Representative Brad Raffensperger in a December 4th runoff for Georgia's Secretary of State. As GPB's Cindy Hill explains, the Secretary of State's office is responsible for more than just elections.
In addition to validating voter registrations, tabulating votes, and holding counties accountable to election law, the Secretary of State serves as chief manager of the state's affairs. Chris Grant teaches political science at Mercer University.
They certify corporations and make sure they file their paperwork correctly. They do licensing of agencies, and they oversee securities and charities in the states to make sure that they are carrying out things in accordance with state law.
Florida and other states now appoint secretaries of state rather than electing them as Georgia does. Grant says that removes perceived conflicts of interest that can happen when a secretary of state both oversees and is a candidate in an election. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill.
Governor Nathan Deal says lawmakers will be asked to approve a package worth about $270 million to help areas of South Georgia that were damaged by Hurricane Michael. Deal will meet with lawmakers in a special session beginning next Tuesday. Although federal money is expected to be allotted in the future, Deal's staff says the state plans to front the money so that local areas can begin rebuilding faster. And on January 1st of this year, a new law required doctors across Georgia to sign up for the state's prescription drug monitoring program. And on July 1st, they were supposed to start checking the database before prescribing opioids and certain other drugs. The goal is to keep people with substance misuse disorders from getting duplicate prescriptions. But an AJC report indicates that while 24,000 doctors have signed up, more than 1,100 others have not, this despite warnings from the Georgia Composite Medical Board. The Attorney General's office says the law is unclear as to what penalties the noncompliant doctors will be subject. Glynn County school officials say they're worried about an increase in threats made by students in schools. The Brunswick News reports those include verbal threats, overheard discussions, and posts on social media. Assistant Superintendent Jim Poulos says it's part of a national trend. Poulos says 8 students identified as making threats have been expelled or given long-term suspensions this year. And in sports, Atlanta United plays New York City FC in MLS playoff action Sunday. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
The winner of the 2-game series will be decided using aggregate goals, which means goals scored in the first game will carry over to the second. Since Atlanta already beat New York 1-0 in the first match at Yankee Stadium, a win or a draw would send Atlanta to the conference finals. Another sold-out crowd is expected at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta broke its own attendance record this season, averaging 53,000 fans per game. Kickoff is scheduled for Sunday afternoon at 5. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.